We're speaking with Abby Jump and Emmett Anderson of The Reporting Project. Abby, what stories are you working on?
Early voting is underway in Licking County. Registered voters with an acceptable form of identification can vote between now and Election Day at the Early Voting Center in the basement of the Licking County Administration Building at 20 South 2nd Street, next to Wendy's in downtown Newark. Between opening day and the close of the polls on November 5th, Elections Board Director Brian Mead said he anticipates that up to 102,000 of Licking County's more than 127,500 registered voters will cast ballots. The Elections Board staff has set up 30 machines for early voting, compared to the 7 or 8 machines used in recent elections. Also, Granville Village Council approved a contract with Rupke to take over waste hauling services in the village. Village Council has selected a new waste hauler to provide trash and recycling services for residents after the contract with Win Waste, the current trash hauler, expires at the end of October. The new 3-year contract is effective November 1st at a rate of $22.90 a month with a discount for seniors. Mayor Melissa Hartfield said a key reason for most municipalities' attempt to get a contract with a single trash hauler is to reduce the number of trucks coming through town all week and reducing wear and tear on the roads and infrastructure.
I'm Emmett Anderson. Here are a couple more stories we're working on. The senior services levy renewal on the fall ballot helps Licking County seniors remain safe, independent, and engaged. In the almost 40 years since Licking County voters were first asked to approve the senior services levy, they've always approved renewal. It would help fund services from 17 local organizations that provide such services as Project Lifesaver, Meals on Wheels, and transportation to medical appointments and grocery shopping through Licking County Transit. It would cost property owners about $26 annually for each $100,000 in property valuation. And lastly, a goat that posed for Ring camera selfies while roaming southwest Licking County was finally caught a week ago. The unnamed goat, on the loose across Licking County for 3 days, was finally captured last Monday morning after trotting down several major roads across people's porches and through farm fields. The goat has since been relocated to a Licking County Humane Society Advisory Board member's farm, where it will live until someone claims it. If you're missing a goat, reach out to the Humane Society.
For these stories and more local news, go to WCLT.com, click Local News.